This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. I just sent him a text, Jason. Trying to get a hold of Mr. Morse. Hasn't worked out just quite yet. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We'll continue to try to get Rob as we go along. If we don't have him by the end of this segment, I will give you a phone number to try to call him on that one. How about that? Jolt him or something. We'll see. Anyway, yesterday, here in America, you know, we're talking about Charlottesville. Charlottesville is, this is what it looks like when they're trying to get rid of freedom of speech. If you don't agree with them, if you know, and there's another thing we're going to get to in a minute, but if you're, I guess Trump was, what Trump was supposed to say, which, you know what, he was going to get slammed anyway, but what Trump was supposed to say was, I condemn the white supremacists. Both of them came to fight. Both of them were from out of town. They decided to fight somewhere besides their own yard, I guess. But, that all being said, that is an attempt to stop the freedom of speech. Now, another thing that a lot of states have been trying to get a hold of and do away with is due process. So the American Bar Association, who you would think would be the keepers of due process, approved a resolution Tuesday to support gun violence restraining orders, despite opposition from some over issues of due process. Their resolution 118B passed in the ABA House of Delegates on Tuesday and encourages state and local governments to enact laws allowing courts to issue restraining orders that would require law enforcement to seize guns from the subjects of those orders. Ex parte temporary restraining orders are also included in the resolution, and such orders do not require the presence of the individual targeted by the order. Under the resolution, those seeking a restraining order would be required to submit evidence that the targeted individual poses a serious threat to himself or others, and a procedure must be set in place for the seizure of guns and ammunition. Now, here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. We have these. We see these happening in states right now. And in California, they executed 86 of these, I think, last year, and they only extended that 10 times. When they say presenting evidence, the way it works out in some of these cases is you could be an ex-girlfriend, an ex-wife, a co-worker, a relative. I could get out there and say, you know, every time the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl, I just want to snap. And then, you know, one of them could be watching me. One of my snowflake relatives could be watching me going, wow, Bill sure is sort of, he's wound pretty tight. I mean, and he's got guns too. And then, you know, call the cops and say, listen, my cousin, my nephew, my uncle, my whatever, you know, whichever one it would be, I think he's violent. And then they roll up on me. Hello, Mr. Friday. Well, we've gotten word that you may be violent. In order to protect you and those others, we're going to have to execute a gun violence restraining order on you. No, you haven't been found guilty of anything. No, we don't know of anything that you're going to do. Maybe we just take your guns and you can see a judge in 10 days. And that's the thing. They take your guns first, and then you get to see a judge. That's like shooting somebody and saying, halt. The way that works out. Jason, he's telling me that he's waiting for you to call, but he always connect. I'm going to presume Skype 3 is lit. This is the drama that goes on behind live radio just about constantly. So, included in their resolution is a report that concludes such restraining orders could help prevent mass shootings by disturbed individuals, pointing to cases such as that of Dylan Roof in South Carolina and Jared Lee Loeffner in Arizona, in which both shooters exhibited warning signs before carrying out their attacks. Well, I don't know their American Bar Association. You need to be looking a little closer at some things, don't you? Dylan Roof had been arrested, and something failed in the background check system. He shouldn't have been allowed to buy a gun. And you already have a mechanism in place if somebody completes a background check and comes back as not a good person with the ATF to go get that gun afterwards. So after he waited 3 days and got the gun, he shot up the AME church on, I think, day 65, 66, 67, I can't remember. And you still hadn't even started thinking you were going to go that way. Jared Lee Loeffner in Arizona was known. He was known to law enforcement there. The reason nobody bothered him was that his mother was known by law enforcement there. She, too, was a county employee. And so he had called into radio shows and said, I'm coming to kill all y'all. And he would go to community college. Soon as I get back, I'm going to kill all y'all. And, you know. It wasn't like nobody knew who he was. And then let's talk about Elliot Rodgers, shall we? Elliot Rodgers, who was visited by the police of, is it Isla Vista, whatever it is. And he just won them over. They left. I mean, in California, they have something called a 5150, Code 5150. Code 5150 means if you think that you're a danger to yourself or a danger to others, they can put you on an involuntary hold for 72 hours. It's not just a Van Halen album title. It's actually a statute. Now they've got two. They got 5150 and they got the gun violence restraining orders going now too. Let me just finish this up and we'll start with Rob when we get in the next segment. So, the American Bar Association is out there right now recommending to states that they all implement this. Monty Frank of Newtown, Connecticut, also spoke in favor of the resolution, arguing, which they already have gun violence restraining orders in Connecticut. I don't know why he would have to argue. They've actually used the law 762 times to seize firearms. And he claims they saved lives in the process. I don't know how they know that. But the one time they didn't was with Adam Lanza. Then there's Peter Langrock from Vermont. He said, I'm here because I'm a lawyer and I believe in the Constitution. He argued the resolution brought up major First Amendment and 14th Amendment due process concerns, and those concerns were echoed by the Law Student Division, which also opposed the measure. Laws allowing firearms to be seized from those under gun violence restraining orders have been enacted in California, Connecticut, Indiana, and Washington State. Police in Illinois and Massachusetts can also take advantage of gun licensing laws to seize guns from people posing a potential threat. I don't even understand why we even buck this, because, you know, I saw how this worked out. I watched that movie with Tom Cruise, Minority Report, and it worked out great there until, you know, turned out Tom was going to kill somebody and he was the chief of police and they had to halo him. That's what they called it. They would halo you. Yeah, the Minority Report always works good. When we get back, Rob has joined us, and we will go into all things Rob Moore, self-defense, gun stories, polite society, whatever he's got to talk about. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load. Here we go! GTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. GTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. There's only two people I give full and total credit for every time I use some of their stuff. One is David Codria, the guy that got out there and broke Operation Fast and Furious on the United States with his partner Mike Vanderbo. And the other is my guest from the Polite Society podcast, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, AndClashDaily.com, and that is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Boy, live radio is right. Every time we think technology will serve us, it turns around and chews on us.
Yes, it does. And that's the thing. You got to have Bruce Lee's capability of footwork to be able to do the dance. So what have you got for me this evening? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I thought we'd do gun stories. I'll leave it up to you, or I can spin the dial as to whether we want to talk about people who defended themselves at home, on the street, or at work.
Well, we got three segments left over in this hour, so why don't we do one of each?
Let's start at work. You're working at Domino's Pizza. It's late at night. A middle-aged man walks up to the counter and asks to speak to the manager. His pizza was cold. His pizza was hot. The delivery driver was early, was late. Who knows why? Not at all a surprise. So the manager walks up, and then you, one of the employees, see the customer draw a gun, point it at the manager, and demand the money from the cash register. Quite a surprise, but you're armed. Now your coworker is being held at gunpoint. His life is being threatened. You draw your own firearm and shoot the robber. The robber drops his gun and stumbles away. That's when everybody, inside the store, outside the store, everybody runs away from that location. All the employees run into the back room. The customers run out the front door. Somebody finally thinks to call the police. They come in. Clean shoot. But so many things to consider. What if you're a customer in that store? Do you get involved? Wow. Okay. Suppose you don't know you're just standing in line right next to this guy. He could threaten you too, but has he? So many things to consider, and you have to think about it now. Bill, should we talk about it some more? Where do you want to go?
I think we should talk about that because that opens up so many scenarios that might possibly come up. I have always imagined that if me and you and John Adine are in one room, we all just presume everybody's carrying, and if something happens, we're not going to worry about the other ones pulling out the guns. Actually, it's going to be more the merrier, because I would trust being in your company to go to the gunplay part of it. But in a restaurant where you don't know who anybody is, my first impulse would be to try to get a good angle on the guy and make sure that I can get my weapon out before he gives me any special attention.
Right.
And then if I can establish that, then maybe then if he starts getting a little more threatening, then I'm going to start thinking about, well, okay, maybe I have to go loud at some point here very shortly.
Right. Now, it wouldn't be at all surprising for people to want to slide to the side and escape. Nobody wants to stand in front of a gunman. That behavior makes perfect sense. And we have to give this guy credit. He was armed. It wasn't in his backpack, in the employee changing area. It wasn't in his car trunk. It was immediately where it had to be because when he needed it, 1001, 1002, that was the time he had. And that was also the time he had to think about it. So let's say this guy did a great job, not really a lot to criticize at all. But suppose instead of a pizza place, it's what's the ultimate fast food? Sonic, right? Where a lot of the employees are in their teens and really early 20s.
Yeah.
They're probably not armed.
Probably not.
Does that change the complexion of the whole situation?
It would depend because in Sonic, most everything is taken out. You know, it's happening out in the open. They're trying to be like a sock hop or a drive-in restaurant. So, I'd be more comfortable in a gunfight out in the open because, you know, the first time I pull the trigger in an indoors arena, well, I'm not going to be listening to too many things really well for the next little bit.
Right. Right. You and I, and we're both old enough that our hearing is precious. But the idea that, okay, people can escape, but there's It's so complex. And there was an example of a concealed carry instructor walks past a, I forget which fast food restaurant it was, like a McDonald's, like a Burger King, national right. chain, and he sees five guys come in and rob it. And he mentally goes, those could be my kids behind the counter. Those could be my neighbor's kids. And he comes in and stops it. Where if it's an up, you know, if it appeals to an older clientele, you and I go, well, why aren't they carrying? It's their job to protect themselves, not mine.
Right.
I might be a good Samaritan, but I could step away. On the other hand, when you and I see young adolescents who are legally disarmed, wow.
Yeah,
issues that you want to cover now before you see it happen.
It becomes one of those things where we get out there and, you know, the concealed carriers, most of them are probably not going to do anything about it. Would you agree with that?
Right. Yeah. Most of them will just let it go.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, we see lots of, I mean, I'm sure you see lots of examples where somebody sees something happening and then the concealed carrier pulls out his gun and intervenes and stops something. So, I mean, it happens a lot. It does happen a lot. So, I mean, that moral code that you and I think about seems to be in play a lot.
It is. You know, realistically, we're writing stories about our neighbors. And they've pretty well got it screwed together. You know, the same people you talk to over the back fence behave the same way in a really tough situation when they have a gun in their hand. I do also have to give this guy who was in the restaurant credit. He stopped shooting when the thought left. He goes, hey, he's fallen down. I don't need to secure him. I don't need to. The threat is momentarily gone. I can bail out. He did. That, even that takes time because it's a tremendously stressful idea. I guess we'll talk about it more here in a minute.
Yeah, the idea that concealed carriers don't shoot somebody 17 times, I think that speaks well of the people that carry guns out there. Rob Morris, you find him at Self-Defense Gun Source, Police Society Podcast, Slow Facts, WordPress Blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, he comes from a lot of different places. Podcaster, writer, shooter. He squeezes oil out of rocks. This is Rob Morse. Okay, so let's see. That one was a self-defense incident. Where were we put that one at? Was that wasn't at home? Was that out on the street?
We'll call that at work. That's it.
Okay, that's it. Work. Okay. So, what do we have next? Yeah.
On the next one, you're basically on the street. In this case, you are one of the customers. In this case, a 61-year-old man. You work as a musician. And this morning, you know, you were up late last night. You stop at a gas station to get coffee early in the morning. It's Detroit. You're standing in line. And then a 16-year-old behind you bumps into you. He notices that you're carrying a gun. Normally, that's a non-issue. Where I live, it is. Up there, the 16-year-old draws his gun and pushes it into the middle of your back. He demands that you give your gun and your wallet. You say, okay. You start talking to him, trying to talk him out of this. He keeps the gun up. As you put your gun side hip away from him, your hand goes behind your back, your other hand goes toward your wallet. You then shoot him once in the stomach. He drops his gun. You back away. You get sort of behind a stack of chips. You know what a convenience store is like, you know, a gas station convenience store. The robber then grabs his gun and crawls out the door. You call police. They pick the guy up. You know, he has a record. They stack all these charges on top of it. But this is one of the worst scenarios you train for. Hi, Bill. We'll start a gunfight, and someone gets the head start of having a gun in the middle of your back.
Yeah.
Okay. He was carrying. Because had he just been robbed for his wallet, good for him. You could say maybe he was a bigger target because the guy essentially felt him up from behind. Was he going for the guy's wallet in the back of his pants, bumped into the gun? You'll never know. What I thought was fascinating, the guy was a new carrier. He didn't go to full extension. He shot from retention. Two things just glaring. You know, as soon as he moved behind essentially a bunch of plastic bags filled with air, which are all the little knickknacks being sold, the guy didn't want to shoot him. Out of sight is out of mind. It messes right with our psyche. It really takes someone who's pretty dialed in and experienced to go, no, you're still a target. On the other hand, any excuse for your attacker to change his mind and leave, you know, putting a display counter between you and him tells him you're not threatening him. He can grab his possessions and leave. And if it keeps you from getting into more of a gunfight, take it. Sounds like a good deal.
Right.
The other is that our defender let the robber grab his gun. You and I probably would have seen that as a threatening gesture, just because I think we're a little more observant about these situations. So in that sense, our victim and defender was lucky.
Yeah.
The guy grabbed his gun and decided to leave rather than grab his gun and continue the fight. Hard to tell, isn't it?
If the assailant grabs me and he's got a gun in his hand, that tells me right there that both of his hands are occupied.
Yep.
So I can sort of try to redirect his gun hand, and then I can massage one of his eyeballs real good in its socket. And then if I've created a little bit of space and defuse a threat, then I can shoot him at my leisure.
Right.
Where do you tell where that's going? And, I mean, would you default to taking self-defense all the way? I mean, you're facing a deadly threat. We don't know if they're actually going to pull back unless they turn tail and run. Where would you draw that line at?
Well, I'll steal it from this example here. There is a video that comes with it. It's on my it's on the podcast page, selfdefensegunstories.com. The attacker fell to his knees. He was bladed away from the victim. Heart, good. That looks like a defensive posture. I can stop shooting.
Right.
Until the guy grabs his gun. And you go, now it gets really dicey, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, by that point, you've backed around a counter. Wow, hard to think. Now, to this gentleman's credit, 61-year-old man, he quickly grabs a gun under intense stress and gets it into the fight. Boy, if you've not practiced that, you can shoot yourself in a hurry. And of all the ways to start a gunfight, when you put a hole in you, that's one of the worst. So he avoided that. He did get the gun out and into the fight. I can't criticize him. You know, to his credit, he stopped when the criminal fell and was turned away.
Yeah.
A little bit of psychology going on there, isn't it?
Do you think that the fine motor skill deserting you, you have a better chance of retaining that and actually doing something in a quick moment if you actually, like, the attack starts and boom, you're moving on it? Do you think fine motor skill takes a few seconds to desert you?
I do. What's the classic comment? And it's from the military, Bill. I had to act before I was overwhelmed by fear.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think this was a reasoned reaction at all. The man acted instinctively. He had good instincts. Had he thought about it? We hope. Was he lucky? Never turn down luck when it's handed to you.
No.
But as you know from your own training, you get a lot luckier after you practice a little bit.
Yeah, and it comes down to one of those things that the best gunfight is the one you don't have to get involved in. So,
yes, indeed.
But somebody walking up on you from behind is not somebody that you can, your awareness, you can only look where you're looking at any given time.
Right.
Is that even grammatically correct? Anyway, so wherever you've got your attention aimed is where you're going to be observing, and
right.
That part becomes
pretty overwhelming in this case. Hard to get, to everyone's good luck, this was a single attacker incident. There wasn't a guy waiting outside who came in. There wasn't someone else in the store, you know, so awesome. It probably without practice, it's really hard to get your head on a swivel and look around the store for the second attacker. But you and I know the average number of attackers is over two, you know, two attackers and a guy in a getaway car.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So much to think about, but it's manageable. Piece at a time. Interesting, you don't have time to think, but as you knew from the military, you have time to execute the decisions, the practice that you've ingrained ahead of time.
Yep. Anyway, coming up on the next break. Now, Rob writes, everything that Rob writes, and you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but everything writes that you write starts life at the Slofax WordPress blog. Is that right?
There are a few. I found one person who will pay me, so it either starts at the blog or ends at the blog, yes.
So the link to the Slofax blog will be in the show notes with the podcast. If you haven't ever gone and checked out Rob's stuff, the thing I like about Rob's writing is Rob is not out there getting too wordy. He can punch the idea out there, articulate it enough to where you understand it, and it's not something that you're going to have to sit down and make a career out of writing. I fully appreciate that, Rob. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears.
because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, ClashDaily.com, SlowFactsWordPress.com, or is that .org?
.com.
Okay. And then Self Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast, and you do a lot of other stuff too. I mean, you go to the gun rights policy conferences and get involved in stuff there. NRA meetups, you get involved in stuff there. So, I mean, it's you're very well spread. I like it. I like it a lot. So, we're down now.
Bill, how could I write all year long if I didn't go there to get my brain filled up?
Well, I don't know now. I mean, at the NRA meetup, I was walking around looking at a lot of hardware and trying to find people and trying to find you and John, figuring out where we were going to have lunch and everything else.
Sure.
The last thing on my mind was, what's going to be my opening monologue on Monday? So I, you know.
Oh, but you went out to dinner with us, as I recall.
Yes.
Hearing what everyone has done through the year just fills me up. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks, definitely. Maybe next time when we go to a restaurant, we could get a more attentive server, don't you think?
Yeah. On the other hand, we were gonna close the place no matter what. So
there you go. All right, so now we're down to self-defense at home. Now, this is where even the gun grabbers say we should be allowed to do this, so this should be interesting.
And as you would expect, in the previous two examples, you're out on the street, you're at work, you don't have time to go get your gun. This one's a little different. It's late at night. You live in Washington, you're at home, and you hear someone pounding on your apartment door. You look through the windows, you're not expecting anybody, and you see a stranger there, and he might be armed. You're not sure. Guess what? Better safe than sorry. You go grab your gun. And you decide not to open the door. Bill, I think he's been listening to your podcast so far.
Think
the
so.
Robber then kicks down the door and enters your apartment. You're waiting. You shoot him. He runs. You call the police. Robber gets arrested at the hospital. This is just a classic. But let's look at all the things the guy did right and wrong. Well, he had a gun at home. Good start. What if he'd been on the other side of the door, meaning, you know, you're facing your apartment. Maybe there's a living room to the right, a bedroom to the left. You're in the wrong part of the house when the guy kicks his way in your door.
Yes.
He gave you a wake-up call. What if they're not so polite next time and you have to fight through an armed intruder to get to your gun? Okay, that we'll have to chalk up to luck.
Yeah.
Now, again, he was ready. He acted when there was an immediate lethal threat, and it was unavoidable. I'm sorry, you're upstairs in an apartment. There is no back door. And then he stopped shooting when the threat stopped. Wow. Man on the street showing an awful lot of self-control.
Well, you know, I don't think that people are hardwired to shoot people, and I think they will do it only as long as they have to.
Yep.
Which yep. I consider that to be a very good thing. But what you're describing here, do you home carry? I mean, when you're at home, do you take your gun off and just lay it aside, or do you carry it in the home?
Pretty much when I'm upright and not wet, I'm carrying.
There you go. I have often remarked that a home invasion is never going to be convenient. And I don't remember which one it was, but it was one of the Glock commercials with R. Lee Ermey where the girl is there and the guy keeps knocking at the door, and then she goes and gets her Glock out from under something or out from behind something, gets it out of the case. It's in the case. She gets it out of the case, and she's been given enough time to get into a defensive posture. And then dude kicks the door in, and she's standing there in the perfect isosceles stance, and he just sort of passes out. And then R. Lee Ermey with his big R. Lee Ermey eyebrows goes, "Looks like he picked the wrong house." And that's the Glock commercial. That's not the way that's going to be. Home invasions are very sudden, very fast, and very violent.
Bill, the same fundamentals apply that you were taught when you were schooled in violence in the military.
Sure.
Suddenness of violence is key.
Yep.
So in this case, the guy was the robber, the attacker was inept.
He wasn't very good at it, was he?
Well, you know, perhaps if someone's knocking at your door, they want to find out if the place is empty. So, here, let's give them the signal that we want to give them, the little, $5 automatic lights when somebody walks up to your front door. Hey,
right.
Somebody might be home. Cool, now you don't have to get a new front door. Let's go one other step. Your gun was loaded. You do this. Now you've called the cops. Where are you going to put your gun? About that time, you're so frightened, you need to go to the bathroom, and you got a gun in your hand. Look, a holster. If it wasn't a good idea before, right then and there, it's looking really smart.
Really smart. Really smart. I am in the middle of changing things for me right now, and it's funny that you bring up the holster because I have decided I'm still going to go 320s. I'm going to still do 320s from time to time, although mine are going to get the upgrades.
Okay.
So they'll be out of, I don't know how long they're going to be out of the loop.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's 500,000 of them they're going to fix, so I don't know how long they'll be out of the loop. So if I'm not carrying an agency pistol, I'm going to carry an H&K VP9.
Okay.
As soon as I find a holster for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my problem right now, trying to find a holster. And I call up there, and everybody, this is probably a story for a different time, but everybody that gets out there and runs a special like the, right now, H&K has the Magpalooza going on, where if you buy the VP9 or the P30, that you get 4 free magazines. Wouldn't you have thought that some of these gun people, some of these gun shops, would get a couple of holsters for the guns? Wouldn't you think they would say, then we might sell one or two of these?
Well, and you checked with your, heck, you've got sponsors. None of them are carrying it? Oh,
no.
Darn it.
No.
Darn it. Yeah, we've got, in fact, we just mentioned, you and I live in the part of the country where sweaty, hot, and humid is just a fact of life for 6 months or more.
Right.
And some holsters manage that better than others, particularly inside the waistband. You'll end up with a drawer. Or, you know, ask the people around you who are carrying. I think this was up in Washington where this happened, so there's really no excuse. It's not usually not that hot. You can manage something.
Yeah, but I also think that I'm going to move almost exclusively to outside the waistband. The inside the waistband holsters are so many different designs. It just strikes me that nobody's figured out the perfect way to carry inside the waistband yet.
Interesting.
So I'm going to carry outside the waistband. I've got a specific holster in mind that I'm trying to find one of or one knockoff of, but that's the thing. And it's interesting you said something about the holster, because right now I'm having to walk around with the VP9 in hand, and I'm using another means to carry it that's sort of a catch-all. But real quick before we run out of time, how do they find Rob Morse?
The best place is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write self-defense gun stories, Ammoland, Clash Daily, and sometimes if I've been really, really good, I get to come here and play with Bill. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Hour number three is coming up. We're going to be joined by Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.